Catchy slogans and phrases in one language don't always translate easily into another. And that's why for millions of Chinese who want to learn English, this voice is so helpful.
大家好,欢迎来到OMG美语,我是白杰。星期一到星期五,我每天都会播出一个节目。
This is the voice of Jessica Beinecke, who's a 24-year-old American. She hosts OMG! Mayu. OMG! Mayu is a daily 3-minute video. It's produced by Voice of America. It's aimed at helping Chinese speakers learn American English. Jessica Beinecke, translate OMG! Mayu for us. What does it mean?
OMG! Mayu means OMG! American English.
Oh, American English is the Mayu part.
Mayu, yes.
Yeah.
Means American English.
And you know, the energy that you just put into answering that question is the same energy that's on your videos. How long have you been doing the show, and how did you get so excited about teaching American English to Chinese speakers?
Oh, wow. We started posting episodes July 27th, so it's just over 4 months now, or 3 months now. And at our three-month anniversary this Monday, we passed the 4 million hits mark on the Chinese web hosting site Youku.
How did the word get out?
We have a few other English teaching accounts here at Voice of America, and they helped retweet my videos in the beginning. But this one show that is about all the yucky gunk that comes out of your face really resonated with everybody. And you know, this human emotion, you never know what's really going to catch on.
Let's play a little bit of that video now. This is the one that you said went viral. The yucky gunk video.
All of the gunk that comes out of your face. 眼屎, 在美语里面是 sleepy. 耳屎, 在美语里面是 earwax. 鼻屎, 在美语里面是 booger. 如果一个人是很 annoying, you are being such a booger.
I love that last part. You are such a booger. Did that go over well?
It did go over well, and I think with great influence comes great responsibility. And after I taught that phrase, I mentioned you probably don't want to say that to your parents. Just use that among friends, and it's just a funny way of saying someone's being annoying.
Yes, a little cultural context is helpful here. Okay, let's have another example of what you're teaching the Chinese. In this case, it's telling them how to apologize.
I apologize. I apologize. 对不起.
And you go on because you like to focus on slang with another way to apologize.
My bad. Oh, 对不起.
Now, my bad is cool. I guess badonkadonk is cooler, but I don't even know what that means. Like, you have a whole video about badonkadonk. What is it?
A badonkadonk is your rear end. One OMG Mayu episode, I focused on working out. So I taught cardio and I taught different sit-ups. And I said, you know, my badonkadonk's getting a little big. I got to work out a little more. And
thanks for being such a good American ambassador, Jessica.
It's, you know, all young people, I think, in America know badonkadonk. And I think it's a funny enough phrase that they really appreciated it.
And so did you have to give some context to that? I mean, when you're translating American slang, muffin top and oopsie into Chinese, you'd think there'd be something lost in translation.
Yeah, I think muffins also are sort of foreign to our Chinese viewers. So I included a little graphic there, a muffin and then an actual muffin top.
How did include that? Maybe you should describe it.
I found graphics online and just threw them up there.
I thought you brought in a friend,
you know,
who had
right
a muffin
next
top.
To each other.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't bring and I didn't bring in a friend or anything. But yeah, they think these phrases are really funny. And I always remind them that this is fun English to learn.
Now, you're a Midwesterner. Where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
How did you learn such, at least what sounds like, convincing Chinese, Mandarin?
I started freshman year at Ohio University coming out of marching band in high school, and I sort of abandoned music for journalism, and I was looking for a new instrument. And it turned out that Mandarin really, really fit. The four tones in Mandarin are just gorgeous, and it's a melodic language, and it really sort of sparked my passion for music in a weird way.
The four tones, interesting you call it an instrument. Like, the four tones, give us the four.
The four tones, so the word ma, you can say ma, 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 and the fourth tone is down, which is ma. And so you can call someone a mother, which is ma, or a horse, ma. very easily, so you got to be careful.
Jessica Beinecke hosts Voice of America's OMG Mayu program. And Jessica, we're going to feature links to OMG Mayu, including that yucky gunk episode. And also we have several more stories on the Chinese language in the latest edition of our weekly podcast called The World in Words. That's all at theworld.org. Jessica Beinecke, good luck. And how do I say thanks in Chinese?
谢谢.
谢谢. Thank you.
谢谢, Lisa.
This is The World on PRI, Public Radio International.